The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I will continue our readings from the book, The Ultimate Money Saving Challenge, Learn the Psychology of Money. And this book is by Luke Zello. We will continue our readings in under Chapter 6 that's titled The Challenge. And the section that we last left off on had to do with credit cards. And we were talking about tracking your expenses through multiple cards is stressful. As much as possible, do not use multiple credit cards, even if you can afford to pay it. Stick to a single credit card that will cover your basic necessities. To track your expenses effortlessly, you can either use personal finance software or manual recordings. And credit cards bring the risk of fraud and theft. Unfortunately, credit cards have lately become a target for fraud and theft. You can be the next victim of credit card fraud without even knowing it. Thieves can steal your credit card information and use it to make their own purchases. The physical card itself can be stolen and used for illegal activities. Even though the liability for fraudulent purchases is now limited, you are still responsible if your credit card or card information gets stolen. The best thing that you can do is to monitor your credit card now and also continue to watch it regularly. Always check if there are suspicious charges to your card, and if it gets stolen, report it immediately so that you can block your card and prevent the thief from making purchases. Keeping up with the Joneses. Have you ever heard of this phrase, keeping up with the Joneses? Of course you have. It sounds jolly, like the title of a sitcom, but it presents something more than that. Even people with more than average salaries can falter. If you're always worried about what you own and do not own, you are most likely to overspend and prove to yourself that whatever your neighbor or friends can buy, you can too. Keeping up with the Joneses is a term used for people who validate their financial success by keeping up with their peers and following their spending behaviors. A survey from the UBS Investor Watch revealed that 68% of millennials are more insecure about their wealth than 58% of baby boomers before. It implies that this generation is more concerned about their finances and their material belongings. The same survey revealed that 75% of millennials have done a background check online to see their friends' salaries and to determine other personal details of their finances. Truth be told, there is nothing wrong with keeping up with the Joneses as long as you can afford what you spend to impress other people. It does not hurt your savings to finance the same car model or even the latest model as your neighbor. Then if it doesn't hurt it, then there's no problem. However, most people who want to keep up with the Joneses in real life cannot really afford what they're getting. How do you get rid of your obsession with your neighbor's belongings? Well, here are a few steps. First up, learn the real situation of the Joneses. Dave Ramsey, a personal finance expert, revealed that the Joneses are broke. With their reckless spending behavior, they are most likely struggling with their own finances. Even with their fancy car and nice clothes, these Joneses are financially struggling and most likely have very little savings to spare for things that really matter. Instead of getting jealous of their facade, you should ask yourself, what is really behind the front door of the Joneses? With their spending behavior and their current salary, can they really afford the lifestyle they want to live, or is it just all for the show? Sometimes people who have the fanciest lifestyle lose sleep every night trying to determine where to get money for their basic necessities. I'm sure that's very true. Have a healthy attitude towards social media. Mindlessly scrolling through Instagram will breed thoughts inside your head, thinking about how you would like to, what you would like to have and what other people have. The rich and the famous like to flaunt their assets on social media. And more than not, many people develop a strong urge to live a lifestyle similar to theirs. However, it is not realistic and can lead to financial stress later on. What is depicted on social media is far from reality. It is filtered and angled to impress other people. While the idea of getting adorned on social media is great, trying to keep a lifestyle you cannot afford is tiring and will only bring problems to the table. So, you need to be a smart social media user. Filter your media consumption and unfollow people who bring out the worst in you. Instead, try to watch videos or read articles about cheapskates or living a minimal lifestyle. It would encourage you to not follow the herd and never set expectations on how the Joneses live their lives. Choose friends who share the same values about money. Take a look at your social circle. Maybe the pressure to keep up with the Joneses is rooted in hanging out with people who do the same. Do your friends have unnecessary gadgets they like to flaunt around each time you meet? Do they pressure you into expensive nights for the sake of appearance on social media? Are these friends of yours fond of borrowing money from each other to buy nice clothes and their vices? If yes, then you should consider finding other friends. Regularly hanging out with people who have this mindset will make you broke. Unless you have a superior attitude and do not give in to peer pressure, it is still best to play around with people who share the same values about money. That way, you will not feel guilty or pressured to go on a night out with them. They understand and, in the first place, would not pressure you to come once they know how your finances work. And audit your expenses and review purchases. Try to audit your expenses and review your purchases. If you want to shake off the curb impulse purchases influenced by the Joneses, you have to take a look at your recent purchases. What were you thinking at the time you bought that item? If you were given a second chance to go back in time, would you even purchase it? Why would you want that item? Developing a, quote, what the heck was I thinking, audit will make you realize how many reckless purchases you have made in the past. Allow yourself to make mistakes this time and list down the items you regretted purchasing the most. Review your purchases repeatedly so that you can make better financial decisions next time. Over the months, you will notice that your expenses will start to shrink while your savings grow. Always consider the security of your future as well. Before you make any purchase, think about your future. Will this expensive item that will probably be gone in a few months cause you to delay retirement? Or will it take you longer to save up for starting a small business that you've always wanted because you wanted to keep up with the Joneses? If the answer is yes, place the item back and do not buy it. Be a cheapskate. This term should not be taken negatively. A cheapskate is someone who has healthy finances, does not really care about what he owns, and does not mind his own business. Shape your attitude in a way that your future self will thank you. Instead of trying to glamorize your life with things you do not need, consider downsizing and living simply. It will be useful both for your bank balance and for your future life. And own your life and live it like no one else. I cannot stress this enough. It is tiring to keep up with the Joneses and impress people you do not even admire. By all means, claim responsibility to live your life like no one else. But what does that mean? It means no more snooping around your neighbors to see what kind of new car model they drive, or checking out the recent Instagram post of your female friends to see if they're currently wearing the trendiest clothes yet. Stop comparing your life to someone else's. You will end up wasting time chasing an experience you do not own to impress other people you do not like. Calm down and settle yourself. There is no need to follow the herd or keep up with the trends. No one will punish you for not driving the most superior car or wearing the trendiest clothes. There is simple honor in living below your means. Other people may look down on you or not understand your way of life, but it's not your problem anymore. List down your financial goals and focus on them. Focus on yourself and not on other people. Only then will you realize how little you need to live your life comfortably while your savings continue to grow. On investing money and building wealth, contrary to the common misconception, making money and building wealth is not the same. If you want to secure your future, you should not stop making money. You need to invest and build wealth. But how exactly do you build wealth? Let us look at this example. Joe is making $1,000 a week. He uses the zero-based budget to spend all his money on his basic necessities, such as rent, groceries, gas, and entertainment. As the year ends, Joe's assets are the furniture in his rented home, a depreciating car, and $20.78 in his checking account. While Joe is very efficient in making money and sustaining his needs, he has not built wealth. On the other hand, Jane is working and has the same salary as Joe, but she wants to own a home someday. So she downsized her needs and lived below her means to make the 5% after-tax contributions to an IRA. By the end of the year, Jane has her furniture, a depreciating car, $2,600 with investment gains in her IRA, equity in the house, and $20.78 in her checking account. Do you see the difference? Both Joe and Jane are making money, but only the latter is building wealth. At this rate, Joe will have to keep working past his retirement age, while Jane is settled in her chosen countryside and enjoying the golden years of her life. To build wealth, you must know how to invest money. Do you know that the $50 per month going into your Roth IRA will make you more secure than most people when they reach their retirement age? It is just a small amount for many, but you can comfortably settle when it builds up over a year and not worry about finances in your old age. Investing your money and building wealth will give you the freedom to enjoy your life when you retire. It also allows you to retire earlier to pursue whatever hobbies you need to sacrifice while you were young and you were working. Now, let us get into specifics. You are still young and have a good paying job right now. The best you can do is build wealth. But how? Here are the following tips for building wealth that can get you started. Downsize your lifestyle. It would not be fun, I know. However, real wealth is not reflected in how many cars you own or how grandiose your house is. Wealth is saving more and earning more. There is always a gap between your living expenses and your monthly salary. If you want to build wealth and secure your future, that gap must be immense. It is difficult to invest money if you have none in the first place. But once you learn the tricks on how to make your money work for you, you will be able to accumulate wealth over the years. Let us start by saving on your shelter. Many Americans dream of owning a home, and the line between reality and fantasy begins to blur. Sometimes renting is a better option than paying a home mortgage for decades. When you do not have to pay for your monthly mortgage, you will be able to quickly fill your emergency fund and save money for your retirement. For instance, if you apply for home ownership and get accepted, you are literally signing several papers that say one thing. You need to commit yourself to paying the monthly mortgage for 30 years. That is 3 decades. And humans, as we are, we do not stay in one place for that long. There are always reasons to move out of your hometown, better job opportunities, less air pollution, and better quality of life. See, when this happens, you hold yourself back from making a better life for yourself. It's hard to leave the house you've been struggling to pay for 20 years now, only to realize that there's so much more that awaits you in other places. But when you're only renting a house, it is easier to settle your papers and pack your things. Renting offers you the flexibility that you need to move from one place and find better opportunities. Next, stop buying stuff you do not need. It is a horrible spending habit we are all guilty of. It's tempting to buy things and comfort ourselves with the temporary relief that will make us feel better or improve the quality of our lives. Before making a big purchase, you need to ask yourself and answer honestly. Do you really need that 52-inch flat-screen smart TV when yours at home is still working fine? The answer is a resounding no. Drop it, move on, and appreciate your little TV box at home. When you receive your monthly paycheck, deposit at least 30% of it into your savings account. A fixed percentage of your income must be automatically saved for each payout. Your savings will continue to grow over the years, allowing you to retire early and enjoy life. Of course, the more significant money you make, the larger you can save, which brings me to our next factor. You need to earn more money. Kill the mindset that you have no money right now because it is going to be your downfall. Whatever job you have right now, no matter how low paying it is at first, work hard for it. I know it sounds ridiculous working hard for a job you do not even love, but if you are not ready to make sacrifices, you will not succeed in life. Do not be afraid to start from scratch. For several months, I worked as an unpaid intern for an accounting firm and struggled to thrive. However, I did not dare drop the internship and just went on to get another part-time job to finance my basic needs. I prioritized my training over anything else. The administrative tasks were boring to me, but when they saw how hardworking I was offered a full-time position at the end of the program. See, the secret is treating the company you're working for as if you are the CEO. If so, much on the line is at stake. Will you do your work the way you did just now? Do not wait for great opportunities to come knocking at your door. You have to make your own opportunities. You can only do it by working diligently and letting people know how important you are to their company. You need to invest in yourself. This means prioritizing your education above anything else. Getting an MBA or specialized designation in your field will open doors to opportunities in the future. Successful people are educated. I know education is not the only way to succeed, but it must be given utmost importance. How else are you going to compete in your industry but in educating yourself? Consider joining coaching programs. In whatever you do, you will always need a good mentor. They will help you sharpen your skills and reach your goals. For you to demand a higher rate for your clients, you must be an expert first. Surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs and never stop learning. Lastly, build your wealth by venturing into the world of business. You cannot keep working for the same company forever. Sure, your boss will get richer, but you remain in the same place after many years. Your only purpose in working in a company is to gain experience and to earn some money. When you have enough money to make conservative decisions in starting a business, file your resignation and be ready to change your life. Venturing into entrepreneurship will skyrocket your wealth-building journey. Turn your passion into a money-making venture. For instance, share your love for clothes with everyone by opening an online shop. Or, if you like to write, why not blog? Do you know that you can earn as much as $1 million every year just by blogging? This venture does not require a lot of upkeep, yet it is a steady income source and a good investment. Be a business owner and an investor. Invest in the right places and watch your money grow. Do not be afraid to let go of your hard-earned money to invest in things that would really matter in a few years instead of getting stuck in the same place as before. And lastly, challenging yourself. You are standing right now at the turning point of your life. Whether you accept this challenge or not is your choice. If you want to keep living from paycheck to paycheck, then there will be no cabin house in the woods waiting for you at your retirement, or a cozy brick house by the sea that will let you enjoy your golden years. You will be working until you are 75, and when you look back, you will most likely regret all those years you've wasted when you were younger. Of course, it's always a good idea to talk to a financial advisor before the leap of faith. You are about to change your entire life, and having a mentor will not hurt you. This challenge will test how much you love yourself to sacrifice temporary happiness, knowing that a much greater comfort is waiting for you at the end of the tunnel. And now we will move into Chapter 7. It is not going to be easy. Here we are with several strategies between us. You are aware at this point that it is not going to be easy. You need to do something about your finances, and it must start from you. This book provides you with advice, just like the ones that you will get from a friend. Like that friend, this book can enumerate ways for you to alleviate your situation. However, these methods will not work if you do not follow them. If you're traversing the right path towards financial wellness, you will find that you will have a more difficult time. That is normal. After all, if you're moving from a life of total squandering to a money savings kind of life, it will certainly be almost traumatic. But here's the thing. When it gets too challenging, some people may give up. It is similar to weight loss. those who immediately go for the fat-blasting exercises and super low-calorie diets aiming for 2 pounds or more weight loss a week are the ones who may give up early. They will get so stressed out that they will start guzzling and gobbling sugar again. Their new lifestyle is just not working out quite how they wanted it to be. In the financial realm, this is the same. So you need to find a strategy that will not stress you out. Stress will eventually lead you to the dangerous behaviors that you use to display. Here are some methods that will help you move towards your goal without most of the pain. See it from a different perspective. How much do you owe? Write that number down. How much money do you need to live comfortably annually? How much do you earn a year? Then subtract how much you need to live comfortably from how much do you earn a year? How much do you have left? Perhaps you can use that amount for savings and debt payments. What if your net earnings a year is $30,000? It does not feel like much, especially since you have $10,000 in debt. You feel like you need every little penny of your monthly earnings of $2,500. Some people, however, do well enough with $22,000 a year. They pay their bills, purchase their necessities, and still manage not to get into debt. These are the people you need to be friends with. Their perspective can help you live within your means for one. You will realize that it can be done. And do not limit yourself. So why would you start fixing your finances with minor changes? Go for the extreme end if you must, especially if your debts are also on the extreme end. Remind yourself that you have already rewarded yourself several times and must then start creating a balancing act. It is time to get rid of big chunks of your debt at a time. If you go conservative, your debts will keep on rising because of the interest rates. For those with no debts, good for you. However, you can go big by taking large percentages of your earnings and depositing them. Set up a time deposit so that you will not get tempted to withdraw any time that you want. Well, we will have to stop there because we are now out of time for this episode of Money Matters. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.